Welcome to the Future.Bible podcast, where you'll hear profiles of individuals and Bible-inspired organizations making a difference in the digital world. In each episode, we'll bring you stories of innovation, advancement, and real-life change. Are you ready? Let's get to today's episode.
Welcome to the podcast today. This is the place where we get to interview and connect with leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs at the intersection of Bible and technology. Looking ahead, as well as seeing what's happening right now in that space. And because of time zones, we span, I think, half the globe. And it's great to connect with all kinds of people. And today, we're connecting with Greg Outlaw, President and CEO of All About God. How are you doing today, Greg?
I'm doing well. Thanks, DJ.
Awesome. Awesome. Thank you for making some time to chat with us. Let me introduce you to our audience, and you'll see just what amazing things God's done through him. So Greg Outlaw founded allaboutgod.com in 2002, which is pre-iPhone, for those of you keeping record. And it has become the most cost-effective online evangelistic outreach in the world. And historically, at least one person has indicated a decision for Christ, and the gospel has been presented over 100 times for every $1 they spent. Greg has been a practitioner SEO expert since 1995 and has spoken at National Religious Broadcasters Conference, which is coming right up here in Anaheim on March 26th to 29th, Christian Leadership Alliance Conference in Dallas, which is in April this year, Internet Evangelism Coalition, and Liberty University, and I'm sure many other places. And Greg has consulted for Compassion.com, Focus on the Family.com, Biblica.com, GotQuestions.org, and many, many others. So anything else you want to add to that?
No, I think that's plenty.
Okay. Well, I'm sure we have a lot to talk about since you have 17 years of experience, but we also have limited time. So we're going to get right to what our audience wants to know. So how did you start allaboutgod.com, and how has it been able to reach so many people?
We started it actually from a failed dot-com that because of the dot-com bubble and me coming back to faith in Christ and really getting on fire for him. And then I discovered that basically SEO was the reason I was so talented at it. This was part of my calling and purpose that God had for me. And so that's kind of how it started in 2002 at Saddleback Church, Rick Warren's church.
Oh, that's where I am.
Are you?
Yeah, I'm literally in the office of Saddleback Church as we're talking.
Oh, that's cool.
That's very cool. We'll have to talk some more after this.
Yeah.
So as you've learned about search engine optimization, you started this website. What kind of content did you put on there, and how did it connect with people and so much audience?
Well, we have all kinds of content. So we have 20,000 pages in 14 different languages spread across 53 websites, and we basically look and do research for what people search for, and then we write articles, one-page executive summaries, or create short videos around that content, and then we work to rank them organically in Google and the other search engines like Baidu and Yandex and things like that.
That's amazing. And you're getting, like, how much traffic now these days?
Yeah, between 3 and 4 million visits per month, and lots of gospel presentations, of course, from that, and then decisions for Christ. So on an average day, I would say about 100,000 gospel presentations and about 1,000 people make a first-time decision for Christ. You know, I don't really know if they're saved. They're only indicating the decision. Only God knows, but that's what they're saying. So that's 1% of all the visitors per day.
That is some amazing impact and amazing statistics. What kind of a follow-up process do you have after they indicate a decision for Christ?
We try to connect them. First, we try to answer whatever question they had. So we ask if they have a question or prayer request. We have disciplers that engage with them directly online. And then we lead them to content to try to get them into the Word specifically. Also lead them to a local fellowship, whether it's a house church or a regular traditional church like we have in the United States. or if it's a closed country, we try to, provided we can actually decide that they are truly looking and seeking and just made a decision for Christ, we'll connect them with some people we trust in closed countries. Mm. So that's basically what we do to follow up.
Well, that sounds like a lot of work. I mean, how many people do you have working on this?
So we have about 40 people that volunteer in different capacities from that, and about 10 people on staff.
Wow. That is a huge team. And I'm guessing they speak some of those different languages.
Yes, some of them do.
And now, as we've seen the evolution and the growth of the internet technologies, we've since 2002, we have smartphones now, we have iPads, we have smartphones that have super fast speed that can stream. How has that affected your ministry?
Only better and better. The more people that get on, especially with mobile devices, actually, because we're focused around building around a mobile experience, because the kind of sort of the secret sauce for Google lately is speed, how quickly your page loads. And that's not just locally, that's globally. And since we're focused on a global outreach, really trying to make it happen very quickly for people and using multiple layered CDNs across the world enables us to do that cost effectively.
Okay. Now our audience is probably technical enough to know what CDNs are, but for those that are not as technical, CDN stands for what?
Content Delivery Network. So okay. Whatever's the closest server to the wherever that person is locally, they have a cached copy of that particular page so people can get it faster.
Excellent. Very good. And wow, so you're connecting with so many people a month with relevant content. And what would be a couple examples of keywords or phrases that allaboutgod.com ranks really high and connects with people?
Okay, so if it's specifically allaboutgod.com, people type in like, where is God? And we come up number one on Google. Or they might type in, what is sin? And we come up number one for that. If it's other websites like allaboutjesuschrist.org, they might type in, who is Jesus or who was Jesus? And we come up number one for that. Origin of Islam for allaboutreligion.org. There's several.
Well, I'm sure there's a lot more you could say, but sure. I know when it comes to being a SEO professional, some of that may be kept a little bit more quiet, and you might offer services for that. But would you be able to share a couple tips of how a ministry or a church can get better ranking on search results?
Sure. Well, the biggest thing is writing good content, and that content most importantly is referenced. So you can't just write just anything and expect to rank on a permanent basis well in organic search. And even if you do write it well, Google's rankings fluctuate, as you know. So you want to make sure you're doing everything you can. So referenced material is really important. So using people that uses references, and a reference can be just a Bible reference if you're referring to, you know, the Bible, and you put it in a footnote below it rather than putting it in the article itself. That makes a big difference. Speed, how quickly your templates load. We've gotten to the place in the United States, we're used to really fast speeds, and we'll make our website templates 1 or 2 megabytes for the initial download. And that's really, it's just too much data to download in a rapid fashion. So something that is like a tenth of that is really where we try to target. And that's what I would encourage is the main leverage point right now beyond links and the content idea that I just shared. Those would be the main ones.
Okay, thanks for those tips. And what allows you to keep your cost of outreach so low?
Well, we don't pay anyone for positions, so I'm not on staff as a CEO with a title, and I'm just getting paid as the CEO. I get paid for deliverables just like everyone else does. So the work I do, I'm paid through my company for doing it. So that's one way. The other way is we don't use other methods of a traffic aggregation or trying to build an audience other than SEO. And we do that specifically to keep our costs low. Since SEO is our expertise in-house, that basically costs us nothing but our time and effort to do that. And we're doing that anyway. So that's kind of a key thing that we focused on.
So I guess over all these years, 17 years and counting, that search, people are searching and
yes,
still searching, and that is not going to change. Is that what you're sensing?
That's what I'm sensing, and that's what the data shows, that 93% of the people still online still engage with a search engine, specifically Google being the most popular, obviously, but that they do still do that. So that pull method of a kind of a hot lead, as opposed to just doing social media, where you might be doing cold leads or other things where they're pulling the information when they want it, rather than you're trying to push and vie for their attention, we found to be most effective for evangelism. It's not most effective for all things like building an audience or discipleship or building a community, but it has been extremely cost effective for evangelism specifically.
That's pretty neat. Now, just to clarify, a lot of times when organizations, ministries, churches are trying to get more visibility into Google, they will buy ads or they will use something like Google Grants. So what kind of a budget are you spending to get your content in front of people?
So we spend zero. We don't spend any budget for marketing. It's just basically whatever it costs us to create the content, publish it, and maintain it. That's what our expenses are.
Amazing. And that's called organic search.
Yes, organic search.
Yeah. And then how about Google Grants? A lot of nonprofits try to use that.
Yeah, we don't, simply because it just requires a lot of effort to maintain a Google Grant, whether it's $10,000 a month or $40,000 a month. And the small amount of traffic that we get compared to organic search, we just have not found it to be worth it in resources to do it that way. Now, I'm not saying that's true for all organizations. Smaller organizations, I think it makes perfect sense to do that. But for us, it just doesn't make time to have a person that's solely dealing in that arena.
Okay. Good to know. Well, as we wrap up, you'll be at the National Religious Broadcaster Conference called Proclaim 19. And there's a digital media summit on Friday, March 29th. And you're one of the presenters. So what will you be talking about?
I'm going to be talking about a shift in All About God. So All About God is pivoting, according to our last board meeting, from just seeking and saving the lost to also trying to serve the body of Christ. So we're going to be giving away our proprietary SEO CMS, that's a content management system. We're giving that away for free to any ministry, along with free hosting for any ministry that will embed the gospel on the pages of their website. They can have it for free. And as they produce more content, we'll spend more time helping them rank better for free as well.
Wow. What an offer. And I'm excited to hear more about that and maybe connect you with some other partners through our relationships and really see that flourish. So thank you for being with us here on Future.Bible. Is there any other website or company you want to mention before we wrap this up?
No, I don't think so. I think just allaboutgod.com is where everybody can find all of our other websites. So there's links to that under all topics, but that would be great.
Great. And then how can people connect with you personally, maybe on social media?
Yeah. So my best way is LinkedIn or Twitter. I have the others, but I spend a lot more time on LinkedIn. So it's just linkedin.com/in/Greg Outlaw. Or you can go Twitter at Greg Outlaw, either one.
Super. Well, thank you so much, Greg. And this wraps up our episode of Future.Bible. The show notes will be at Future.Bible, and you can easily click on all those things, links we just mentioned. Please let us know your thoughts and reflections about today's conversation at Future.Bible. And we are always looking for suggestions regarding future shows. And we ask for your input because we want to be the number one show where you get to meet innovators ready to talk and talk about how we can apply the always evolving world of technology to the never changing message found in the Bible, all for real life change. So till next time, be blessed and remember to be a blessing.
Thank you for joining us today. If you enjoyed today's session, please help us share this podcast with your friends, colleagues, and family members. You can do that by leaving a review on iTunes or by sharing our website, www.future.bible, with your network. Don't forget to join us next week for the next episode of the Future.Bible podcast.